It's time to batten down the hatches with Microsoft Virtual Academy. Last month, what'd you miss? Next month, what is there to look forward to? You're going to find out on Dev Radio this episode. Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry. I'm here with Matt, and we're both wearing hats. Matt, thanks for being on the show this time.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
I noticed that we both stopped shaving at the same time, and you have had a better success rate than I have. This morning, right? That's when you stopped.
This morning. Yeah, this grew in fast.
It grew in fast. You always keep a little packet of like wax just in case something like that goes down.
If it just pops up, you got to wax it down, man. It's, yeah.
All right. Well, Matt, you're with Lex. That's Microsoft Learning. We're here to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy. Some things are going on in Virtual Academy that you want to talk to us about. I'm excited to hear about. And some of the people who are listening on this episode may have missed some of the candy that you've been putting in the catalog. And I'd like to talk about some news that you've got. I'd also like to ask you about your hat that you're wearing. So let's start with, what should we start with? I think we should start with last month, talk about what we missed and what kind of happened there. And if you don't mind, I think we should start with Jeremy Foster. And so I watched his, right? He's such a
great teacher. Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Such a great teacher. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there he is live. You know, you get to ask questions and all these. I put on all these little cutesy questions whenever he's on the because it's fantastic, you know?
That's why we moderate the chat. Yeah,
he's one of the best evangelists in the system, lives right there in Washington with you. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about his course.
This course was Mastering Node. It was Mastering Node Packages and Modules, Modules and Packages. And it's really, Jeremy, when we started talking about it, he said it's the course he wished he would have had when he first started learning Node. He sort of knew what, you know, modules and packages are, didn't really know where they came from, just used them. They were just kind of like this magic thing. And so this is a course that'll show you how the magic works.
So, you know, that I think that's one of the key ingredients is for a really good recipe is make it the way you would want it, you know? And I think that's a big deal. You know, no kidding. I know I've said this before, but how many times I've gone back and watched part of my own MBA because you prep and you're like in the zone and you're teaching it and you're on fire. And then 6 months passes and you're like, I don't even remember how to do that. And then you go back and I'm watching myself teaching me. It's a reality that you want the course that you would actually watch. It's pretty good. Business.
It's a great course for the community, too, because it's really about how do you create these things and then share them back to the community? How do you take what the community's got? How do you give back? So it's. I think this is something I hope the whole Node.js community checks out, especially the guys who want to learn how to build these things. So.
Yeah, it's really great from a starting point of view as well. And it's a good one of those gems in the crown where this is one of those technologies that fits nicely into the Microsoft stack, but isn't a Microsoft technology. And it's sort of a pat on the back sort of to the mantra of MVA, where this is really about teaching developers, right? Not just teaching Microsoft stuff to developers. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff for all kinds of developers in MVA. The other one that we did this month, it was John Galway and Christopher Harrison that was creating dynamic web pages with Knockout.
So, awesome.
If you're building for the web, working with dynamic data, you might have binding issues. Knockout will help you. So that was a very well.
Or maybe you just want to be able to bind, right? And so you have some binding envy from XAML, for example.
Yeah.
So here's an opportunity. You can use Knockout in your JavaScript application and kind of get some of that capability in a cool way.
Yeah.
So both of those are available for on demand in your catalog?
Yep. Those are both available on demand now.
All right. Very cool.
So then the biggest release we've had recently was Introduction to ASP.NET 5.
Who taught that one?
Scott Hanselman himself. It was he pulled in a bunch of folks. He had Scott Hunter, Damian Edwards, and it was Glenn Condon was the fellow who taught MVC, the MVC module. So it's a great introduction course. They wanted to do kind of a 100 level. Anyone can get started with it. And they're taking the approach of if you want to learn development, learn for the web. That touches everything everywhere. You can target all devices. And you know their approach, though, is to help you focus on just the stack, the part of the stack you need at the time. And they're going to do three parts to this. So the first one is introduction. They'll help you build your first web app with ASP.NET. And then the second part that we haven't done yet would be the deeper dive, moving to production, scaling, troubleshooting, real life. And then the third part is really focus on cross-platform. But they do, you know, if you want to write a single page application that anyone can use on anything that's got a browser, this is a great place to start. And it's been a super popular course. Out of the gate, it's already like our number two most popular, you know, course on the site this month. So
impressive. Yep. No doubt about it. Well, it's a star-studded cast, and it's talking about one of those technologies that everybody knows they need to know. It's start and at 100 level, there's something about a 100 level course that everybody sort of gravitates to because we all assume we know it. And there's something about watching the way it should be done at, you know, kind of from the ground up. That's really, well, it could be reassuring if you already know how, but it can also kind of teach you things that you just kind of glossed over while you're teaching yourself. So I think that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do. That's a perfect addition to the catalog. Absolutely. Yep. Excellent. Yep. Matt, are you a Cubs fan?
I am a huge Cubs fan. It's a hard thing to be. I could talk a lot about what it means. Probably says something about me personally and my character, but I'm so freaking excited, man. These Cubs are awesome. I grew up 10 blocks away from Wrigley Field. So I've for most of my life until I left Chicago, I lived close enough to Wrigley that I could hear the crowd. So this is a really awesome year.
So nice. So wear your hat in pride, much like I do. Big fan of, I'm a fan of the sea.
Captain.
My love, my lady. What is that song? Is there something where my love, my lady is the sea? You know what I'm talking about? I can't believe that's like my theme song when I have this hat on. I can't remember the lyrics. It doesn't matter. All right, Microsoft Virtual Academy. There's some stuff in the wind, a little bit of news coming down the pike, and I thought maybe you'd like to spill it right here.
Well, we've got the Know It, Prove It challenge. You can win a trip to Microsoft if you complete one of the three courses in the challenge. There's one for beginners. We've got Introduction to Python. For advanced folks, if you want to, you know, learn something interesting and great that you can use on any device, a developer's guide to Windows 10.
I've heard of it.
Universal Windows apps, then that's the one to start with. It's a great course. Complete either of those two courses. There's also Introduction to Windows 10 for IT pros. But I think this audience probably cares about those other two a little more.
We cross the streams a lot sometimes, that's for sure. It's my life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
That's right.
It's my life, and then whee, really high at the end. It's awesome.
Yeah.
let's see. So Know It, Prove It, we talked about this before, and it was actually a different set of dates. Is this an extended or a different Know It, Prove It?
This one runs through October 15th. It's the one we talked about last month. Got it live just last week, so it's just started. Should be plenty of time to get in, complete a challenge, and enter that sweepstakes drawing for a trip to Redmond.
And how cool is that? You don't have to be a super seasoned developer to qualify. You can be a new developer and go through those new challenges as well.
If you can get Introduction to Python, then you got a chance to come to Redmond.
How do you do it? Everybody who does it gets thrown into a lottery, and then you just pull name out of the hat?
Pretty much. Once you complete your challenge, tweet out, there's a hashtag for the contest. I think it's #rocket. And tweet that out. We're watching that hashtag. Everyone who tweets to that will be entered randomly in our drawing. We'll follow up with you directly, get your account information, verify that you completed the challenge on MVA.
Right, of course.
Then let you know if you're the winner. So
that's pretty cool. Yeah. I know I'm completing most of the challenges already. I can't wait to see Microsoft headquarters.
It'll be nice to have you here someday.
Who is that company you work for? Oh, I gotcha. Oh, very, very nice. That's cool. We've never done anything like this before, to have developers come up to headquarters like this and kind of see the main campus and what's there and be able to go to the store and buy Office for a nickel, stuff like that.
Yeah, so you know, like the House of the Future, all that stuff we've got on
House of the Future, the Computer Museum, everything is there. There's so much, actually, just Seattle. I mean, well, anyway, there's a lot to do. I'm sure it's going to be a heck of a whirlwind tour that you've got them on.
Yep.
That'd be cool. All right, Matt. In the future, we weren't really talking about future courses. Do you have future courses coming up that you want to talk about, or you tell me?
Our planners are working on some good ideas. They haven't confirmed actual dates yet, so nothing I can share for the immediate future.
Yeah.
But
all right. So I get a lot of questions from people because they think I'm, they think I work for Lex. So they're always asking me and they ask like, could you do a course on this? Could you do a course on this? Could you do a course on this? Right. If somebody has a really great idea for a course, could they submit that request to you or something like that? Or what kind of avenue do they have?
Yeah. Send me an email. MattCal@Microsoft.com, MattCal. And what I need basically is give me a sample, what you think the title would be, write up a 20, 30, 40 word description. Give me an outline.
Source it, right? You find the experts to do it or.
Well, we can do it a bunch of different ways. If you've got an idea for a course, if it's just something you want us to do, send it to me. If it's something you want to deliver, Jerry, send us the idea. I'll get you in touch with the right course planner.
It's Matt Cal, MattCal, so I can know what your email address is.
I share it all the time. I've got like over 22,000 unread, so you might want to mark it urgent so you get through it.
You're a inbox zero guy, huh? Wow.
Maybe.
That would stress me out, man. 22,000 unread. Oh, my gosh. You know what I have to do?
2,000, it's really easy to blow them off.
Control A. And then control enter and your problems are solved. That's great. 22,000 under Matt. Come on, man. All right. So nonetheless, I have a great idea. Somebody out there in the community has a great idea. They can send you a note and say, hey, I notice you don't have one on Node.js packages. And I'd really like one. You can send back a link to the one in the catalog or a note that says, great idea. We'll put that on the backlog and maybe we'll get around to it. Right. You can't promise everything to everybody, but at the same time, contributions and ideas are welcome.
Absolutely. And if you want to deliver it yourself, send a link to yourself doing some training. And if you've got video of yourself doing training, we might invite you into the studio to teach it too. So
another way to get invited up to Washington.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. We have never said that before, by the way, that MVA is open to outside presenters. We have never said that before. And I think that's we're shattering the glass right now so everybody can know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. You're going to get a lot of email, Matt. Just hold on.
I will read all of them. Mark it urgent. But yeah.
You won't mark them as read, but you'll read them.
Yes.
I mark them as unread to note that I haven't read them yet.
Yes. So, well, the funny thing is there's only like 2,000 in my clutter folder. So the other 22,000 are on point.
2,000 in your clutter folder? You must subscribe to every email. You know not to click the unsubscribe button at the bottom, right? You know that's a trick.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Developers watching this episode, listen. Microsoft Virtual Academy has been always free and always will be free. Much like Spock has been your friend and always will be your friend, right? And it's right there for you, for Microsoft technologies, but also for technologies that happen to just be friendly with Microsoft technologies, sort of like Node.js. Come look at the catalog and search through the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of awesome all-day courses and some of even partial-day courses that you can watch on fast forward if you need to, right? I do that. Watch it at double speed and you get that much more out of it that much faster. You can watch so many more. Sometimes that's just the right thing to do. And how great is it better than a live course where you can pause, go back, and take little snippets that you want, and you're always the one in control. It's a pretty sweet deal. Matt, Microsoft Virtual Academy, man, you're doing a good job.
Thanks so much for having me, Captain.
We'll see you again.